You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Education Trust Midwest continues its quest to prod our state's leader to do what's needed to improve our schools. It's out with a new plan containing five specific ideas to reverse the decline in Michigan education and put our state on track to become a top 10 education state. Amber Arellano is the group's executive director. That old saying, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, kind of jumps to mind here. You're offering recommendations based on actions that other states have taken that have improved their schools. What states are we talking about?
We're talking about places like Massachusetts that, if it was its own country today, would be top six in the world. It's so high performing. Last year, it set a new goal to be number one in the world, which is really pretty extraordinary. And it's so high performing, including for low-income students and Black and brown students. You know, we're talking about low-income African-American and Latino students performing at similar levels of white suburban students in Michigan.
Things that we can only dream of in this state at this point.
We can do it, but we've got to really kind of change trajectory. States like Tennessee, where, you know, if you look back 15 and 20 years ago, lower performing than Michigan in practically every student outcome you can think about. Not a top state yet, but certainly a very fast improving state and on track to be top 10 in the next 10 years.
Something we can shoot at. And I know we've gone over this. You've been extremely clear in past visits here about the trouble Michigan schools and students are in. You know, just a couple of ideas among the bottom five states for low-income students in eighth grade math, one of only 13 states whose early literacy achievement has dropped since 2003. I mean, the list goes on and on. Do you think there is any parent with a student in a Michigan public schools who can think, that's not happening in our school, that's not happening in our district?
I think it's easy to do that. And as a mom of a kindergartner in a public school in a suburban district in Detroit, it's easy for me to do that. You know, and I think as a parent, it's tempting to do that because you don't want to feel like you're putting your kid in a school, you know, that's somehow not the best public school that you ought to be giving them. At the same time, it's too risky to sort of stay in sort of the denial. It's easy for all of us. It's just human nature to say, you know, it's not that bad and just sort of like sweep it under the rug. And I think now is so important that we don't do that. This kind of moment that we're in history, we cannot stay in this sort of status quo mode that we've been in for a long time.
Where we're sliding the wrong way.
Where we're sliding the wrong way. And our new analysis that we released today showed that white students have showed the largest decline in the nation since 2003 compared to white students in the rest of the country for fourth grade reading and math. The question is now is, what are we going to do about it? How do we come together? We wanted to release this today in advance of the Mackinac Policy Conference, which will be next week at Mackinac Island, where there'll be hundreds of leaders coming around the state, including the gubernatorial candidates. And we want to send a really loud and clear message to them and to others that now is the time to step up. This is an important leadership moment in our state, and not just for our political candidates, but for everybody, right? For parents to step up, for leaders in different sectors to step up and say, like, we're going to make this a priority.
So we know that people can find the full report on your website at midwest.edtrust.org. But give us a kind of a PowerPoint of the five recommendations in your plan.
Yeah. So number one, you know, to be a top 10 education state, you have to have a top 10 teaching force, workforce. There are a lot of reasons why we haven't done that, but we got to get past them. We have a lot of baggage, and partly that this has become a political issue, right? This has become, education in many ways has become a partisan issue in Michigan, and we've got to get past it. It's not a partisan issue. It's a nonpartisan issue. And making sure that teachers are well-prepared, well-trained, well-supported, and that we have equitable support, right? And that we have equitable salaries. We have a huge problem with the gap in salaries for teachers between poor and rich districts. That's not fair to the teachers that are teaching in those places.
So, and you've seen it work in other states where when they've reduced that gap, you get good
results.
Absolutely,
right. We can't ask our teachers to be martyrs to teach in high-poverty districts, right? Those kids actually need the best teachers to help them catch up with their peers. Number two, we need both adequate and equitable resources, right? And so we're not a bad state for pupil spending. In fact, we're a little lower pupil spending than this fast-improving Tennessee. But we do have a huge gap in terms of equity between rich and poor districts, and we've got to address that. Number three, I think that it's easy to say, it's all about the money, if we only had more resources. And the truth is, that's not true either. You know, you hear Democrats say that, and you hear Republicans say, well, but we're actually not a low-spending state. We ought to be doing more with the existing resources that we have. And they're both right.
They're both right.
We're both right, right? And so, again, this is why it's not a partisan issue. We've got to be doing both of those things together in order to become both more effective and more equitably resourced. Number four, there's going to be a lot of talk next week and then this year, I think, in the election about spending more money. Mm-hmm. And if we just put more money in, it'll all be fine. And there's just no evidence. The research does not show that, right? We know that poor kids in particular need more resources and supports. But we also know that money alone is not the predictor, right, the solo predictor of student achievement and student outcomes. So we've got to have more accountability, right, for everybody. Because, again, we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. And that means teachers and principals. It means charter school operators. It means intermediate school districts. It means policymakers. It means the governor. I mean, everybody. Everybody has got to take more responsibility. And we need the kind of improvement and accountability systems put into place so that we can really hold those actors more accountable. And then lastly, we need parents to step up, you know, making sure that we're reading every day to our kids, especially, you know, as they're learning how to read in these early years. It also means getting more active. We're inviting people to go to MichiganAchieves.org and sign up and get involved and help us send a message to these gubernatorial candidates this year to make this a top priority. It also means that the state needs to be more honest with parents about how we're really doing. You know, we can't have the state sending school report cards home to parents and saying everything's fine, your school is actually doing really well, and then expect parents to not know better, right? I mean, if you're not being given honest information about how schools are really doing here, it is easy to get complacent.
Are we saying that the state is misleading people in the information it's giving them about their schools?
Yeah, I think that information has either been difficult to access or tweaked to look better than it has traditionally. And I think we got to give the Michigan Department of Education credit here because they've actually been looking to make a shift on that this year. And we've got to make sure that they keep that on track and release this really important, more honest information to parents.
Amber, I know every few months you come in, we sit down, we talk about the test scores that are sliding across the board and the funding inequities between the affluent and the high poverty districts, how Michigan students are being lapped by students in other states. And it seems that each time we kind of have the same conversation, we spell out the problems, offer solutions, rinse, lather, repeat. Are you going to be back here in 3 or 4 months and we'll have the same conversation again?
I hope not. We'll be in the thick of a gubernatorial election. And I hope that with so many voices and more organizations and leaders really calling on gubernatorial candidates to say, enough is enough. We have a serious leadership problem in our state. And it starts from the top down. Whoever the new governor is, and as a nonpartisan organization, we don't have opinion mm-hmm. about that. Whoever that is, we've got to make sure that they're really, really leading, owning the problem, and following a nonpartisan research-based path on it. We can't allow public education to be kicked around like a partisan football anymore.
You will find the full report by going to the website, midwest.edtrust.org. It's the first thing you see when you go on that website, and lots of information to be gleaned from that. Amber Arellano, Executive Director of the Education Trust Midwest. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.